skincare company has sent lotions and potions up to the International Space Station. We have questions about skincare in the thermosphere. Lulu will get some answers tomorrow on Weekend Edition Sunday. Tune in by asking your smart speaker to play NPR or your member station by name. Rocker Patti Smyth hasn't released an album of new music in almost three decades. Just a little bit longer than she's been married to John McEnroe, who've played some tennis. Patti Smyth celebrates that relationship and others with a new album and this song.
Pull the car off the road, pull me close, turn the engine off. I feel the wind in your hands, in my hair, yeah, you're talking soft.
That's Build a Fire off the new album, It's About Time. Now, this may be Patti Smyth's first new material for a while, but she has been busy. Raising six children, touring, recording, acting, and providing the Netflix series Glow with its theme. Her 1984 hit The Warrior with the band Scandal. Patti Smyth joins us now from Malibu, a small town in Southern California. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a real pleasure to be here.
Well, it's a real pleasure to have you, and please understand why I have to get this question out of the way. You have been married to John McEnroe for a long time.
23 years.
Somebody who has been known to display mild irritation at times.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the secret to an enduring, loving relationship?
I have no idea what the secret is. I do know that if you asked us who has a worse temper, it would be me, not him. So
he's finally met his match.
I am totally the hothead.
Relationships are a recurring theme on this album, aren't they?
Well, relationships are a recurring theme in life. You know, you got a relationship with the mailman, for crying out loud. I mean, to me, I feel like it's all about relationships. And I also watch other people's relationships. I like to, you know, eavesdrop and spy on people and steal material from them. So you kind of have to be listening with an extra ear. It's almost like three ears.
Could you tell us a bit about the song Drive, which I understand is at least partly about your sister? Let's listen to it if we can. I love that line. All the years between, just let them fly by.
Thank you.
That'd be great sometimes, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it really would. I feel like for me at that point, my sister and I, our lives have been drastically different. And I felt that there was a huge chasm between us. And I didn't know how to fix it or get across it. And, you know, we were raised by a single parent. We moved all the time. It was a chaotic, hard childhood. And I had started writing the song, which turned out to be Drive, and I had the music and the melody, but I really didn't know what I was writing, what I wanted to write it about. And I just picked up a photograph of her and I, and I just wrote it. And all of the pain that you've had, just leave it behind, is the second chorus, because it's like I didn't know how to make it better. I just knew that I wanted to make it better. And I think it helped. I think it helped us.
Oh, good. Can I check a couple of things with you?
Yeah.
Of course, Eddie Van Halen, sadly, left us this week. Is it true you turned down an offer to replace David Lee Roth as the front person in Van Halen?
I did. I did turn it down. I mean, at the time that he asked, I just feel so badly for his family right now. I just can't believe that he's gone. But he was a warm, funny, happy, musical genius. And when he asked me for that last time, when he was like, you know, I've got to know now, I was 8 months pregnant and I just was not ready. So I probably should have thought that through a little bit more, but it turned out fine. It would have been nice to have made a record with him though. I'll always regret that, you know.
got a couple of covers on this album, Tom Waits' Downtown Train and Bobby Gentry's Could We Listen to a Little Bit of Ode to Billy Joel?
Mm-hmm.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay.
Probably not until, 7 years ago did I start doing it live. And it just, people really responded to it. It's a really soulful song. It's a different side of my voice. And I love singing it. And it also was one of those, you know, building blocks of my musical childhood, I think.
I dropped them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
May I ask, what kind of music has been have you been listening to, or has been maybe helping you in these times?
Oh, you know, my husband is a big jammer. He loves to jam, and him and his friend jam like 3 or 4 times a week. So
Really?
No.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, and so there's always music in the house. If my girls are around, then they start singing. I'm not a big jammer, but I will jam with them. So we've been doing like Cure songs and go-go songs and then some of my old songs because they like to sing my songs. We did Drive the other day. Basically, how I've been doing it is just writing. I don't listen to a lot of music. It's terrible to say it, but I feel like I get music out in a way. You know, I need silence sometimes. But I'll tell you what, I played Ball of Confusion because someone asked me to come up with a playlist for voting, you know, for the voting booth.
Yeah.
And one of the songs I came up with was Ball of Confusion, which is, you know, probably one of the earliest rap, because you think about it. People moving here, people moving there, why? Because, I mean, it's like, it's totally like this rhythmic kind of singing, talking. And it blew John's mind. I mean, he'd never heard it. And I was like, this is the Temptations. This is an amazing song. So I like to do that. Like, I'll go back and then all of a sudden I fall down the rabbit hole of these great old Motown songs.
Sounds like you have a fun household.
Well, thanks to my husband, because if it wasn't for him being such a goofy lover of music, it would probably just be crickets in here all the time. He's kept me abreast of what's going on and also, you know, made me remember this is what I love to do. So I count myself as lucky.
Patti Smyth, your new album, It's About Time. Thank you so much for being with us.
It was so nice to talk to you. Thanks for having me. I'm a huge fan of NPR. I'm a big contributor. And so I'm super psyched.
Outside enough.